From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea issues threat to U.S. and South Korea. North Korea today issued a threat of a preemptive nuclear strike as a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang after its most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stangerone of the Korean Economic Institute tells VOA that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has become more belligerent lately.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops are engaged in the military exercises, around which North Korea often issues threats. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried on Sunday following a funeral attended by thousands. Mr. Turabi died on Saturday at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. A Taliban suicide bomber has blown himself up outside of a local court compound in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding at least 36 more. Authorities say police personnel, women and children were among those killed and wounded in the attack on Monday. A local security official, Additional Assistant Commissioner Tariq Hassan, told reporters that police guards identified and intercepted the bomber, but when they tried to grab him, he detonated the bomb. Tunisia's Interior Ministry said on Monday the troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station and military facility near the Libyan border. Officials said at least four civilians and one soldier were also killed in the clashes in the southeastern town of Ben Gardane. Authorities urged residents there to stay inside after the shooting began. This is VOA News. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died yesterday at the age of 94. As First Lady, she was Mr. Reagan's closest advisor and always sought to protect him from whom she perceived to be devious people. James Baker was President Reagan's chief of staff and later served as his Treasury Secretary.
She was tough, but she had to be tough, and I use that term in the very best way. President Reagan was totally guileless. He never met a person he didn't trust or that he didn't like, and that was one of the secrets of his success, his optimism and his enthusiasm.
President Obama and his wife Michelle said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. In U.S. politics, the Republican nominating contest for president could be consolidating into a two-man race between Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton continues after a big win Saturday in Louisiana. Her lone challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won the caucuses in Maine on Sunday. European Union leaders meet with their Turkish counterparts today to discuss how to slow the flow of migrants traveling to Europe as thousands remain stranded at the border between Greece and Macedonia. The influx of nearly 1 million people arriving by sea in Greece since the beginning of 2015 has European leaders hoping to persuade Turkey to keep migrants from traveling the dangerous route. A leading Turkish newspaper that was staunchly opposed to the country's president has printed its first edition since being seized by authorities. Sunday's edition of Zaman led with a pro-government story and featured a photograph of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Portland State University political scientist Peter Bechtold tells VOA that he's very familiar with Zaman's work.
They pitch or aim at university-educated people. And it is also published in English, where it is called Today's Zaman. I've been assigning it to my students on courses on the Middle East, along with other regional newspapers. So it is very disappointing to see that they would be, seized for any reason. And I was not aware of them ever being radical.
In today's issue, there was very little coverage of the previous day's unrest in Istanbul by Zaman supporters and anti-government demonstrators. American Ray Tomlinson, widely created as the inventor of modern email, has died. He was 74. Mr. Tomlinson invented something called the Direct Electronic Messaging System way back in 1971 that worked between different computer systems and servers. He also created the at symbol to connect the username to the destination address. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Voice of America.